USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The congressman who served as the lead counsel in the first impeachment trial against former President Trump says the alleged mishandling of classified documents poses a great risk to national security. New York Democrat Dan Goldman said on CNN's State of the Union, Trump's possession of the documents could potentially jeopardize the lives of U.S. intelligence agents. Trump's former Attorney General Bill Barr isn't mincing words about the seriousness of the indictment.
He was totally wrong that he had the right to have those documents. Those documents are among the most sensitive secrets that the country has.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Barr said Trump is, quote, toast if even half of the 37 charges are true. The Republican chair of the House Judiciary Committee claims Trump had already declassified the documents the FBI found at his Mar-a-Lago resort.
I go on the president's word, and he said he did. And the Supreme Court said that's what counts.
Speaking on CNN State of the Union, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan acknowledged Trump could not declassify documents when he was no longer president, but he did so while he was in the White House. Major ports on the West Coast are being hit by labor disruptions.
West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are the ones experiencing the labor disruptions. The Port of Seattle suspended cargo operations due to a work slowdown reported by dock workers. The Pacific Maritime Association, representing port terminals, announced the slowdown, but union officials from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union disputed it. Both parties are focused on achieving a fair contract to support the thriving multi-billion dollar shipping industry. Work slowdowns and stoppages have been ongoing for over a week across West Coast ports. I'm John Schaefer.
A major headache for East Coast drivers as a portion of I-95 in Philadelphia collapsed from a tanker fire. It's expected to impact the Monday morning commute. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Brittany Griner is okay following an incident Saturday at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Griner and the Phoenix Mercury were on their way to a game when a man filmed himself harassing Griner about the Merchant of Death before law enforcement got involved. Griner was released last year as part of a prisoner swap with Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, who is nicknamed the Merchant of Death. The CEO of the women's workout clothing store Lululemon is standing by his decision to fire some employees who tried to stop shoplifters.
Video shows two men grabbing merchandise from the Lululemon store in suburban Atlanta and rushing out. Two workers were then seen chasing the thieves out of the store. CEO Calvin McDonald says that violates the chain's zero tolerance policy on engaging with thieves. He says the reason is to not put customers and workers in danger, adding, "It's only merchandise." The incident recalls a far worse one 12 years ago when a Lululemon employee in Bethesda, Maryland, killed her co-worker who caught her stealing merchandise. I'm Richard Johnson.
Novak Djokovic won his 23rd Grand Slam title on Sunday, taking the finale at the French Open, beating Casper Ruud in straight sets 7-6, 6-3, 7-5. The 36-year-old Serbian champ only has one person above him for most Grand Slam titles. That is Margaret Court with 24. Djokovic is tied for second most with Serena Williams. Transformers Rise of the Beasts earned the weekend box office title with $60 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.